A top Canberra bureaucrat has revealed a major disagreement between the public service and the Rudd government over a multi-million dollar advertising campaign. The Buy Boat, No Visa campaign for Labor's asylum seeker policies began before the election was called last year, but it continued until after the coalition won in September. The Finance Department Secretary David Tune has told a parliamentary committee that he only authorised the campaign to run during the caretaker period after the Special Minister of State directed him to do so. He's described such a direction as unprecedented in his experience in the public service. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Less than a month after deposing Julia Gillard as Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd announced a hardline new asylum seeker policy, and the government had a comprehensive ad campaign ready to go.
The people smugglers cannot sell you a ticket to Australia anymore.
The Buy Boat, No Visa advertising campaign was rolled out overseas and in Australia from the 20th of July.
You won't be settled in Australia.
The $6.5 million campaign for television, radio, print and online ran right through until a week after the coalition won the election in September. The head of the finance department, David Tune, has told a budget estimates hearing that he was given a formal direction by the then Special Minister of State, Mark Dreyfus, to continue the campaign even once the election had been called.
The issue on this occasion was that we were in the caretaker period, and there are conventions around actions by public servants in that period of time, which I take seriously as a secretary, and my department takes seriously. And there was a contrary view, and as a result of that, the direction occurred.
David Tune told the WA Liberal Senator Dean Smith that a direction is different from a simple request, and as such, he obeyed.
In order to be directed, is it true that there must have been a conversation? And would you have put a contrary view about the appropriateness?
There was a long conversation that not necessarily involved me so much, but certainly involved the Secretary of the Prime Minister and Cabinet around the caretaker conventions and how that impacted on specific campaigns.
Secretary, you have been senior official in the Australian Public Service for a long period now. Are you familiar with many other instances where very senior officials or secretaries have been directed by ministers around advertising campaigns during caretaker periods?
I can't recall any, Senator, but there may have been some, but I can't recall one. I've certainly not come across it myself in the past.
So, unique, exceptional in your experience?
Indeed.
Yeah, unprecedented even.
For me, yes.
Yes.
Whether it's unprecedented across the board, I don't know.
David Tune says there was a difference of opinion between the public service and Labor ministers about the campaign running during the caretaker period.
I can't speak for the Attorney General at the time what his view was, but I think it was he took a different view about the caretaker conventions to my interpretation.
The Special Minister of State was also the Attorney General of the Commonwealth at the time.
That's correct.
Mark Dreyfus also sent a direction to the Secretary of the Immigration Department, which was published last year. It stated that the government believed it had complied with caretaker conventions because the opposition leader had been consulted. The direction noted that Tony Abbott supported the advertising campaign continuing overseas, but not in Australia. It also said that the then government believed it was in the interests of national security to broadcast details of the new no visa policy as widely as possible. This afternoon, a spokeswoman for Mr. Dreyfus repeated that the direction was in accordance with caretaker conventions. She says it applied to a number of other government campaigns as well.
Naomi Woodley.